The finance minister has committed to supporting families and householders in the October budget, and with inflation levelling at about 2%, people will be hoping for some respite from winter bills. But now household electricity bills could be going up by €8.42 per month over the coming year. The increase is the result of the energy regulator setting network charges for the period and could eat into any energy credits that might be in the budget package. When I spoke to Jim Gannon, the chairperson of the Commission for Regulation of Utilities earlier, I asked him about these increases sanctioned by his office.
To give a very brief context, Ireland is going through an unprecedented change in our use and demand for electricity. And that includes both the growth in electricity demand across all sectors. And then separately, we have investment required to support the growth and the increase in decarbonisation, a move away from fossil fuels effectively. And this includes a range of measures, not just targeted at providing for wind farms and large solar farms, but also specifically at the domestic level, including for microgeneration, electric vehicles and smart meters. I think what's critically important is that this also includes the traditional investment and maintenance to make sure that we have a resilient network in the face of storms, disruptions that we might face, and also an efficient electricity supply for our consumers.
But to stay with the main question here, the network charges, what they are and how they're going to filter through, if they filter through to the consumer.
Precisely. So network charges form an element of the standing charge of a customer's bill. And suppliers will determine what level of charges they either absorb themselves or they pass on to their customer through their billing. So through an annual process, we'll set the level of revenue for the coming year for both Airgrid and ESB networks, who are the system operators. And this is to serve the investment requirements, to serve those purposes I mentioned at the start, which includes growth in demand and increased investment in the wires and also increased investment in decarbonisation. So we set the network charge, which is the regulated element of the bill, and then within what domestic consumers and business consumers will see as their standing charge or fixed charge, suppliers determine how much will be passed on and will filter through to the consumer bill at the end.
Will you describe your role and what they asked you for?
Yes, so on an annual basis, the network companies will request investment in new wires and new infrastructure, also in new processes and systems. They will also require investment in, for example, smart meters in the case of ESB networks. And we will review those requests and we will choose to allow, to disallow or to partially allow those requests in order to facilitate the investment in the network that our consumers require. And following that, we will then set the network tariff at a given level for the forthcoming year. And for the forthcoming year, between October of 2024 and October 2025, we estimate that for an average consumer, there will be an increase in their bill of between 6 to 8% or in the order of €102. But critically, while there will be an increase in the annual bill of approximately €102, there is still significant value in the marketplace. And this is a really key message for customers to have today, where the average standard plan for your typical household will see them pay approximately €1,580 right now. But if they do switch to smart tariffs and to smarter tariffs, they can see that reduce, according to the average plans right now in the market, to approximately €1,150. We would suggest and we would encourage people to go to the accredited price comparison websites, which are bonkers.ie, switcher.ie and powertoswitch.ie.
All right, before we get into more detail, perhaps around switching and shopping around, can we come back to these increases? I was asking you what they asked you for and what was the difference between what they looked for and what you granted?
So on the distribution networks side, there were very few disallowances, if any. And on the transmission side, there were some disallowances, but these reflected in the main some operational investment requirements on the side of Airgrid, but not those related to network requirements. Operational requirements would relate to the organisation itself, as distinct from investments in the networks, such as those investments required to facilitate operations of large wind farms, investments in interconnection, investments in the hugely significant offshore programme that Airgrid are engaged in right now, and investments in the processes and systems that will allow the consumer to benefit from those interconnectors that are coming down the line, including the Greenlink interconnector and the Celtic interconnector.
How much of the investment should be coming from their own resources and from the profits they make? Because Airgrid had profits of something of the order of 71 or 72 million last year. ESB Networks had profits of 359 million.
So again, on an annual basis, we review the performance of the organisations and we review their forthcoming investment requirements for the next year. And we satisfy ourselves that their level of performance and investment is up to scratch or not. And on that basis, we approve the charges for the forthcoming tariff year.
And your focus is the maintenance of delivery of power to the consumer. But to what extent do you factor in the cost of living and pressure on the consumer here? Because as we know, the consumer has been under tremendous pressure for the past number of years. Inflation has been high and people have been really struggling. And here we are again being told your bill is going to go up by, you know, at least €8.50 a month.
Yeah, look, so at CRU, we're acutely aware of the challenges that face all consumers, especially over the last number of years. And tomorrow we'll be publishing the measures that we will be bringing in place and the updated consumer protection measures for consumers over the forthcoming winter period. And I'll provide details of disconnection moratorium for the coming winter, also debt repayment for those on pay-as-you-go meters, discounted tariffs for those on hardship meters, and timelines for debt repayment. I think critically also, we will be reminding people of the Engage code that the suppliers have in place at the moment, where for an actively engaging consumer, they commit to not disconnecting that actively engaged consumer. But again, a fundamental point right now is that there is significant value in the market, and accessing the accredited price comparison websites, such as Bonkers, Switcher and Power to Switch, consumers can see significant savings.
Just one final question. Do you ever refuse the applications that are made by the likes of Airgrid and ESB Networks for the increases?
So again, I don't think there's precedent of us refusing ever in full the requests made, but we do go through in granular detail all of the specific requests being made, and we do on occasion approve, disallow or partially allow some of those increases and allowances on a year-to-year basis.
You were listening there to Jim Gannon, the chairperson of the Commission for Regulation of Utilities.